It's All Things Monday Motivation today, and we do it alongside self-love advocate Nolothando Tshabalala. We find your purpose today. Nolothando, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners. I hope everyone is well. On today's topic, on finding your purpose, you know, I get asked a lot, Nolothando, how do I find my purpose? What is my purpose? Let's start by defining what purpose is. You know, according to many dictionaries, purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So when we talk about finding our purpose, when a person says, what is my purpose? They are really asking, why have I been created?
Yeah.
And this is not something that someone else can answer for you, that even I, being a speaker and an inspirational motivator, I cannot answer that for anyone. However, today on the show, I'd like to just give some guidelines as to how women, even actually men, anyone can find their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things to note is that you need to be close to God. And the reason I say that is because He truly is the only person that knows what it is He had in mind when He created you. And when I say be close to God, I'm not talking about, you know, what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about having a one-on-one relationship with God where you open up your heart to God and ask Him, you know, intimate questions. God, why did you create me? Why did you send me here on earth? Because we all know there is nothing that the Creator does by coincidence or mistake. So whether you were born with, you know, something that disturbs your way of life, whether you were born with something that other people don't find normal, there is a purpose in that. So that's the first thing. Be close to God and don't be afraid to ask God sensitive questions about your well-being. Even if you have to ask God, God, why was I born into such a family? Why was I born into a family that's dysfunctional, they're alcoholics?
Mm.
What is the purpose behind everything?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that you need to trust the feeling that you have to be of service to others. I think as our human beings, as people, we've all had that feeling where you just found yourself wanting to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a school, you found yourself, you know, wanting to plait your friend's hair. Whether at varsity, you found yourself wanting to help friends with their studies. That is usually an indication of what it is that you are good at, what it is that your purpose is. Because purpose is really being of service to other people. And the third thing is you need to keep your purpose to yourself until it is time. I know it's very difficult to not share that, oh, you know, I think I'm good at architecture and I want to pursue architecture. The thing is, we need to understand, especially in this day and age, that, you know, times are tough. And not everyone is really living with their light. So you will be discouraged at times, even by even your family. And that spirit of discouragement can make you doubt yourself. So if you must keep your purpose or what you think is your purpose to yourself, do that until the time is right for the world to know what it is that you are willing to offer or you're willing to get out there. Another thing where purpose is concerned is to know that your purpose is not only meant for you, I mean, to enrich other people. It is also meant to enrich yourself as well. It would be a mistake to think that you are here on this earth to only be of service, but not to be enriched. God is a God of prosperity.
Yeah.
He is a God that wants you to do well. I mean, He says it Himself in His word. He says that the plans I have for you have been to prosper you and not to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you are good at, it is not for you to be used by people or exploited by other people. You are the type of person that always listens when a person has a problem, and that obviously means that, you know, somewhere, somehow, people feel healed when they are speaking to you. That does not mean that you have to be a dumping ground for other people.
Yeah.
If you have to touch people and say, listen, I'm willing, my friend, I'm willing, my colleague, I'm willing, my relative, to listen to your problem for 3 hours, but it's going to cost you X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, because purpose is very much aligned with your prosperity.
Yeah. Sure. Purpose is aligned with your prosperity. Nolutando, thank you so much for coming on to the show. But before I let you go, we are ending off Women's Month, and I'm so glad we're ending it off with you as a self-love advocate. What do we say to the young girl as she continues to find her purpose, but also continue to remember to love herself? Because finding your purpose is not always so easy.
100%. I love young people, and if they're listening out there, I want them to always know that, young girls, you are the future, and you need to be confident.
Yeah.
And I know as a young person in this country, in this continent, you are facing many, many, many challenges. You are facing many things that want you to not believe who you are. I always want you to know that if you hear that voice inside of you that says that my destiny is pointing me towards being a lawyer, my destiny is pointing me towards being a businessman, please listen to that voice. Mm-hmm. That is where God is meeting with you. I know it may seem crazy. I know it may seem like something that sounds cliche, but I always tell young people that we will never see God himself come down to speak to us, but he speaks to us inside of us, as in the voice that you hear.
Yeah.
So young lady, young girl, I want you to not believe the circumstances. And I know whatever you're facing right now, I know wherever you may be, you may think that the pit that you are in, or the tough circumstance that you are facing, or the abuse that you are facing is the end of the world. It is not. Just take it one step at a time and follow that voice within you that says that the former will be better than the latter. I hope I've got my wording right.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that have happened in your life will definitely be better than what is to come. You stay believing, and you stay believing and knowing that you are definitely meant for great things. You may not fully have an answer, but just stay believing, and surely God will show you the way every single time.
Absolutely. Stay believing. Eventually, you'll find it. Nolutando, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.